Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. See what Carmen and Yurko are talking about on Twitch.
Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Jerry Harrison Jr. Jerry was good today, always is, talking baseball with us. And thank you to Bob Herrick previewing golf's first major in over a full calendar year. Haven't had this long of a layoff between majors since World War II, so it'll be good to watch some championship golf this weekend. Thank you to Randy Merkin and Chris Black, our great producers, and Crosstalk's brought to you by IDOT's Life or Death Illinois. Driving, biking, or walking responsibly near roadways really is a matter of life or death. To learn more or share the story of lost love, go to lifeordeathillinois.com.
Did you ask Bob about whether or not he thought that Phil will... Yes. Go to the senior tour. What did he say?
Oh, no. We asked about Phil this weekend.
Okay.
We did not have time to get into that. Right. Because
we had that conversation. I don't know if we were on the air or off the air yesterday. About how.
Well, look, 5 years from now, when Tiger's eligible, you could have, like, Jim Furyk, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson playing on the senior tour, and that's going to be more popular than the PGA tour.
Yes. Like, what did you say Jimmy Furyk won? 350 for winning the event this past
300,
week?
300,000 for winning.
That'll be 500 the next time if Tiger's in the field.
Yeah, and like this weekend's money is $1.9 million to the winner, $1.1 to second place.
For the PGA.
For the PGA Championship. Seventh place makes $350,000-some-odd.
Yeah.
Eighth through 14th. End up making like $191,000.
Wow. So seventh place is the equivalent to first place on the senior.
Right.
But when Tiger, when Tiger and Phil get there?
Phil's eligible, next year?
Now.
Yes. Now?
Now.
He turned
50. No, he's eligible.
He's
eligible
now.
He turned 50.
Yeah.
He could play in an event if he chooses to play in an event.
What would Phil do? Would Phil just say, hey, you know, would Phil just go there just to start cashing the biggest checks of all? Or does he still want to compete against the other guys?
I think he still wants to compete, but I believe when you talk to these senior golfers once they turn 50, I think they believe there's a little bit of a responsibility to at least go play a couple of events.
Right.
You know, even if you want to still hang on and play.
To keep the attention.
I think like Stricker has gone and played some senior events because I think he's over the age of 50 also.
Yeah.
So these guys go and they'll play, but they won't play a full schedule. They won't play a 28-thing schedule. They'll just go out there and they'll cherry pick a handful of events to go out there and play.
Tiger,
I think Phil would want to play.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Furyk has a tournament that he's going to be co-hosting next year. So, you know, as part of that, he'll be trying to get Phil, hey, Phil, come on out. You know, it's going to be a fun event.
Phil's going to be hitting bombs on that course.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, they listen, there's some legit, the 450s, 430s.
Yeah.
You know, they're not playing 500-yard par fours.
Right.
Stretching the imagination.
They're probably playing, 7,000? Total yards?
Yeah, I'd say 6,900. You know, there's 559, par fives, that kind of thing. Those guys are reaching them in two. Some got to take three to reach them.
Phil's going
to
be hitting driver 9-iron.
Yeah.
He could be.
Sylvie, what do you think? Senior tour for Phil next year?
Yeah, I want to know if Yurko's going to the Furyk tournament, if all things are good, next year.
It's a good question.
Are you going to bring that yellow shirt with you, Yurko?
Why don't you host us as your guest?
Yeah, I've got a golf shirt like this high optic yellow from Adidas, my Adidas.
Inside the chat room watching on Twitch really enjoy
irises burned out.
No, someone said it looks like there's a school bus inside the First Midwest.
Wow. Is that a big guy joke?
A lot of comedians out there.
Yeah. Is that a big guy joke?
You know, I always pick my nose during the thing. So that's what I do. I get a hanger. I go get it. You know, I get rid of it.
It's there to be gotten.
They got this TV thing in here. It doesn't look like much. Looks like a popsicle there, and it's going to catch all the video. So, listen, I pick my nose. I'm going to pick my nose. I'm getting it, all right? I'm not going to have it bothering me the whole time while I'm trying to breathe. So,
amen to you,
if you guys
bro.
See me picking my nose, I hope you're wagering on whether I eat it or not.
Pick my butt?
Pick my nose.
It'd be like Spalding in Caddyshack.
Yeah.
$20 says the snail's kid.
All right, $50 he eats it.
$50 he eats it.
So
it's so good.
I mean, I'm just sitting here not thinking of anything, and it's being videoed the whole time. You know, it's a little weird.
It is a little weird.
Don't let him catch you with your eyes closed.
Oh, I've already. That's happened.
Has that happened?
I don't know if they've caught me or not, but oh yeah, I've shut my eyes in here. Are you kidding me? Carmen starts talking.
Yeah.
My heavens. It's like I gotta be a superhero to stay awake sometimes. Carmen starts crunching them numbers from Fangraphs. Yeah, I'm like, I'm slapping myself in the face trying to stay awake.
Hey, Johnny,
I gotta turn the volume down. It's like I gave birth to an accountant.
My God.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
Well, I had Randy. We're on Randy. 19th anniversary for Randy, by the way, today, guys.
19 years.
Those arranged marriages, they work every once in a while.
Sometimes they
do. Congrats, Merck. Happy anniversary.
He's
gone already. Yeah,
but he doesn't even know what the 19th anniversary is. You know, like you're supposed to get like lace or something.
Hershey Kisses. Yeah, mine was yesterday. I didn't know what it was.
Happy anniversary yesterday. I saw on Instagram.
That was a fun wedding, by the way.
But why you don't go check what it is and then get the present?
What am I going to go check? For what? I'm not going to get the whatever
I remember standing at the bar with a good kid, my wife, and your ex, the old ex-roommate.
Right.
Pounded drinks.
And then those two are out smoking like there's no tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Fire hazard up there that particular day. I've never seen people go through cigarette. Virginia Slims, Ultra Menthol.
Virginia Slims. So you guys don't get each other the gifts that correspond with the year
you're married?
Carm. This year, 29 years, was the ashtray. So I gave my wife an ashtray.
And the eighth, I think, is wood. You can give the wife something of wood material that I get.
I think it is wood. 19th is bronze, by the way.
Bronze.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
What
huh?
is
I
eight?
I even say I don't want anything. Waddle and I are on the same page.
I don't want it.
If I want something, it's our money. It's together. Right.
Yeah, she's already gave you Buck and Bronco. What else do you need? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, what I don't I said want. Buck. I don't.
Bronco's out of control these days, Yurik.
I love it.
I saw him go through the Papa Shot shot hoop.
It was awesome.
The Papa Shot again. And then like yesterday, you know, he's making noise when he wakes up. And then we send him to Mason's room. And then he went to go get a popsicle when we weren't looking.
Yeah.
And he brought it up to Mason's room, and it dripped all over the carpet, white, and blue popsicle.
Then, one of them star pops.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Bomba Rocket Pops. Yeah. You remember from The Good Humor Man?
Sure. I can't hold it against him.
No,
those are delicious.
That kid, he seems like a go-getter, a self-starter.
You're right about that.
He's not relying upon you guys to get him stuff. He's going to go do it himself.
Yurko, then he went to the downstairs freezer when we weren't paying attention before it came.
Locked himself inside.
He went to the basement, and he pulled out a tub of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I love this kid.
And he started scooping that out of his hand with his hands.
And
he was downstairs, and he tried. And when my wife busted him, he was trying to hide behind the bucket of ice cream.
Dude, he's something,
this kid already.
Yeah, he is.
He's a resourceful.
Oh,
this is a resourceful kid right here.
He really is. Unbelievable.
Good for him. I like that.
Yurko, where were you 4.5 years ago?
Where was I 4.5?
I guess it would be 5.5 years ago.
5.5 years ago.
5.5 years ago.
2015? About January?
Never mind.
February of 2015?
I think he's saying
I got you.
Bronco seems actually.
He's a little bit of a Yurko.
I appreciate
he's
that.
He's got a little Yurko in him.
Listen, Sylvia, recessive gene. It's a recessive gene. He caught something, a recessive gene.
He's got a little Yurko in him, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Listen, gentlemen, I don't dabble in your ladies, okay? That's not the way to do it.
I was just going to say, did you really ask him if Larry was 4.5 years ago?
Your ladies.
Did you just say you wouldn't dabble in your ladies?
What a gentleman. He's not a dabbler in other people's ladies.
He doesn't dabble unless it's on Facebook.
No.
And he's done that many times with many different girls throughout
on Facebook. I've never been on Facebook.
You
almost said it.
BS. You've looked at cleavage.
Well, you've looked at personification pictures.
That's fine.
When
I first started dating Allie, you were one day I walked back there into the office and he was on in my Facebook profile.
You were right. You had it up, and you guys had vacation pictures from Mexico, I believe.
Yeah.
And then I said, boy, I said, do you have any naked pictures of Allie? And he goes, no. I said, you want to buy some?
He was like showing pictures of Cara in a bikini, I think, when you guys were in the Bahamas.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, look, I got a few pictures of Cara in her bikini.
See, you don't dabble. BS, you don't dabble.
He does dabble.
devils.
Oh, that was when we happened to be in the Bahamas at the same
time.
That's
true. Unbelievable, yeah. Man.
Took a couple of photos, yeah. You know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, you know what? I'm very innocent. I'm not harmful. I'm just over here.
He's unreal. All right, so how are you guys going to stay up tonight? You going to make it all the way through for the Hawks?
I'm old, but how old do you think I am, Carm? Well, I can stay up late.
12:30, maybe, you know.
Some booger sugar to get you going.
That's all right. Right. That's what you're looking for. A little yeho.
Yeah.
I'll make stick to bourbon. You can do the booger sugar. That's fine.
Big horker. Big horker of the line.
The bourbon doesn't get you going and knocks you down. It's a depressant.
It is. It's a depressant, whether you like it or not, Carm.
I'll line up a few.
You're going to crush up some Sudafed and get yourself going?
What's the matter with you? Bad habits.
I'm asking. I'm not saying.
God, I think it'll be Crawford, Sylvia. I think it's got to be. To be honest,
I meant a gambling place for tonight.
Gambling place tonight.
You going over again? That's what.
Total's what, 6.5 now?
It's 6.5, yes.
Abdallah thinks this is the game that goes under.
I know, it might be.
Listen, I take the Hawks in the first period. So that's what I'm looking at. Hawks first period. I think they come out with a little jump. Crawford's going to be sharp. I don't know if they can sustain that energy throughout. That's looking at.
You know what's been a hard wager? The NBA. You know, all six dogs covered yesterday and five won outright. Right. It's like, what are they what are some of these teams playing for?
Milwaukee's tough to figure out.
Like, very.
You know, and will they turn it on when the playoffs start?
Yes, because Giannis, to me, looks fabulous, and I don't think there's anything
to
worry about.
Do you have individual wagers? Like, if Doncic is playing Giannis, do you have, like, a Doncic-Giannis line?
You might be able to find that somewhere. My site doesn't do that, but, like, the NBA's been real tough. I mean, some games have been very low scoring. Others, you're looking at 300 points for crying out loud. I mean, it's stupid, what's going on.
The more gambling we have access to, the more I'm starting to find out from some cagey gamblers and some things that you might want to look at. Rather than trying to pick a winner, like, in a race at Santa Anita or at Del Mar or, you know, up in Saratoga, you pit one against the other.
Yeah.
You find out what the odds are one against the other, and you're picking one horse just against another horse.
Yeah.
They bet the Derby that way. They bet the Preakness that way.
Hey, they're going to offer
they
up
bet it.
At
yeah.
some point.
You, there's a ton of stuff that you could wager on.
You can get the Hawks right now on the money line at +110 if you feel like they're going to win tonight. So you get a little bit more, you're a little bit on the plus side there. You got to lay 130 if you want to bet the Oilers. The under is a slight favorite in the total, and it is 6.5, and it's -115. The over's -105.
There's not a lick of defense played on that ice with those two teams.
Not much. And for the Hawks, it's just a reminiscent of what their problem has been really the last 2 years. They're just a sloppy team in their own end.
Yeah.
They are. They just don't play great defense. Very few teams in the league give up more high danger chances than the Hawks. I think Detroit was one of them. Hawks might have been second worst. The Rangers might have been up there this year.
That's another one of those crazy stats, Yark. The high danger chance.
High
danger chance. Yeah.
Well, Edmonton had like seven of them in the first period the other night.
That's why I mean, like, Corey Crawford actually made some saves in that game that were actually pretty impressive.
And you can't really blame him. And I'll admit, he did not look sharp. He looked tired. He looks rusty the other night.
I think he responds.
I still ride with him. I think he's your best bet.
A couple of deflections got past him, too, didn't it?
What's my first period wager?
My site does not allow that.
Yet. Oh, boy.
Why? What kind of site are you on?
What kind of crappy site is that?
What kind of BS is that?
I can do time of first goal. I can do NHL. Oh, wait, no. Here, maybe I can. Hold on. Let me see this. NHL period.
That's what we're looking at.
Period lines. Here we go. The Hawks. Well, I never play these. These are exotic things that I never play. The Hawks in the first period, if you want to bet them with a half a goal.
Oh, plus
you
half
gotta
goal.
You gotta lay 190 now, but you think they'll win the first period?
Yeah.
Derek? Well, they don't offer a win. You either gotta take a point. You gotta take a half goal, or you gotta lay a half goal with Edmonton.
That's so it. Edmonton laying a half goal is what
+165.
Well, I was gonna say it had to be plus.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, plus laying a half a goal plus. Oh yeah, I'd pound that. I mean, what are they?
You think so?
I'd pound.
Listen, then you're thinking Edmonton's getting...
I can't believe they're plus.
Yeah.
But I'm cheering for the Hawks, so I'm not even going to take that.
By the way, we got some football conversation,
too. But you just predicted the Hawks
too.
Would win the first period.
I know, but now I'm sitting there looking at the odds.
You like
the odds
value?
Are starting to dictate my value.
The odds dictate it. The odds always dictate it.
Right. I think what's going to happen. The reality is Edmonton's a pretty damn good team. And if the Hawks don't find a way to stay out of the penalty box, it could be red rum before the end of the first.
The reality
is my whole scenario calls for the Hawks to play discipline, for Corey Crawford to be hot, and for Johnny Taves to be Johnny Taves once again.
again.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a big picture question? Were you pissed about what Wirtz said about Stan Bowman? Danny Wirtz basically said on the NBC Sports Chicago podcast that Bowman's back.
Yeah.
Are you pissed about that? I thought you guys were not Bowman fans.
I'm not a huge Bowman fan. I don't know if I'm pissed about it.
If somebody needed to be fired, it was Bowman, not John McDonough. Put it that way.
Right.
Yes.
So now Q's gone, McDonough's gone, and Stan is still there.
Listen, if Stan stays, but they hire somebody to run hockey operations...
But Stan's still going to have his little Weasley
hands.
Yeah, I
know. But if you find like your Brendan, if you find your Shanahan or your, come on,
Brendan Shanahan married to one of my classmates.
I didn't mean Brendan Shanahan. I mean if you find your Iserman or
Mark
something
Bergevin.
Like that. Yeah, like I mean, I guess I could sort of get behind Stan still having a voice.
Dougie Wilson, know, Bob Murray.
Doug Wilson to run your hockey operations, right? Something like that.
Maybe he, maybe he and Pax can share an office.
Who, Doug right? Wilson and Pax?
No.
Oh, Stan Bowman?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Colleton and Boylan sharing
Stan
office.
Share an office.
You, yeah. You're good. Yeah. You're Thank good. You. That was pretty good.
Stan and Pax will share an office over at the United
Center. That's right. That's how they save money on the rent over there.
If they get the number one pick, I'll be happy. You know, I mean, then it doesn't matter if Bowman's back.
Oh, and wait, after game one, everyone's flying high. We're winning the cup. Yeah. After game two, it's, I can't wait to get the first pick.
That's it, yeah.
Jeez.
They brought us back down to earth on Monday night.
Yeah, that was a hard crash.
Yeah.
That wasn't a simple crash. That was oh my God, look at this guy skate.
What's up on the show today, boys?
I don't know if Abdallah and Meller have the sound on this, but we are on to phase two. Do we have phase two noise for the Bears? Matt Nagy has just announced that the Bears are on to phase two of training camp, which is, means they're stepping it up a little bit. So we've got
that's
the Bears
phase
stuffed.
Phase two. That's when they go out into the weeds behind the field when they pick up all the footballs that Mitch has overthrown guys on, and they gather them all back because they're out of footballs right
they
now.
They got under the tri-space.
Phase
wow,
two.
Clean up the litter. Today.
Phase two is when we go collect all the errant throws from around Hallis Hall.
You're like when my kids hit the wiffle ball.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You're like, I'll get that later because I've got a house full of other wiffle balls. At some point, you run out of wiffle balls. That's when you go get them all.
Yeah, that's so good. So Bears are on to phase two. We'll talk about that. We'll play some Matt Nagy. Baseball City USA. It's six in a row for the Sox. We'll talk to Chuck Garfine today. Five in a row for the Cubs. But what do they do with Craig Kimbrel? Theo with some interesting stuff about David Ross. We'll play that for you. Major League Baseball, and I don't know if you guys heard this, but Jeff Passan believes some horny baseball players will bring down the league later.
Well, it might happen at some point.
Yeah, and no positive tests inside the NBA bubble again. So that's really good news. We'll talk about the Blackhawks. There's so much to get after today, guys.
By the way, I just want to point this out. The MLS did it and did it right before even the NBA did. So we should tip our cap to the MLS crew. Yeah.
I tip my hat to European soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, they
we can tip did it.
Without a hesitation, European soccer did it.
All right, boys.
Yeah. All right.
Have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Waddle and Sylvia are next. See you, everybody.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvia on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Oh, what a glorious day. Glorious summer day with as much as we've had in a long, long time. I mean, today is a very busy day. Matt Nagy meeting the media. The Bears are in training camp. The White Sox are white hot. The Cubs are red hot. And their starting pitching has been awesome.
Baseball City USA.
Baseball City USA. The Blackhawks 1-1. They play late tonight at 9:30.
Nervous? Confident? Neither?
Neither.
Okay.
No, I'm not nervous. It's tough to get nervous about a 5-12 matchup. I mean, you know, and then like Carmen said, like they could still get the number one pick if they lose. And do you really, after watching this team after a couple of years, feel that this team could get on a roll?
It's so funny that you say that, because I'm like in that camp. But after, you know, they put it on the Oilers in game one, there were some really high hopes from people. This is old. This is the old Blackhawks. Here we go. Here we go. Crawford's between the pipes. He gives us a chance. He'll stand on his head. And now another game in, everyone's like, you know what? We still got a chance for the 12.5% chance for the number one seed. But the reality is, let's say they get through the Oilers. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but the way they're constructed and their deficiencies, especially on the defensive end, makes it highly unlikely that they're going to make a deep run, right? Isn't that fair to say?
Right, and highly unlikely has been done before in the NHL, but yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
All right.
You know, someone was just tweeting Carmen. I saw Carmen's going back and forth with a guy. Austin tweeted, and he said, you know what? I don't mind that certain people, and then he put in parentheses, Carmen DeFalco, have raised doubts about Crawford. He's responded time and time again in the face of doubters, go Hawks. And then Carmen said, wrong guy, pal. I'm a huge Crawford guy. And then Austin said, then why even ask? Apologize for my assuming. And Carmen said, because we do a radio show, you know. But I think we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
That when you have been off for 3 months, 4 months, whatever it's been, when you have had COVID and you've had very little camp time, and then you're going into a bubble with bad defense to begin with. You know, I you could be the biggest Crawford guy in the world, but like I said yesterday, I think it's a tough ask for any goaltender who's been off for that long and didn't get a really full camp. And, you know, John Scott told us that Corey Crawford loves a lot of reps in practice. He loves to see pucks. So I don't think it's being a hater or going against Crawford.
Just
this
being
is
realistic.
Really weird circumstances.
Yeah. Common sense has to at some point be your beacon. That's
yes. So, I mean, we got everything. And then there's a golf major going on.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
So we got both of our baseball teams. We've got the Bears in camp. We've got the Blackhawks playing, quote, a playoff game.
And you didn't think some people out there we'd ever be in this situation this year. And it looked bleak.
No, but I know. It really did. Like, I've said that if two out of the three sports succeeded coming back with the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball. You know, if two of those three, I was going to be happy. I told myself, there are going to be hiccups. It's going to be hard. And who knows with baseball?
Yeah.
But Rob Manfred did an interview just now with Jesse. Jesse got a one-on-one with Manfred.
Jesse is rising quickly in the ranks of baseball reporters.
Yes, for sure. I mean, like, it seems now that, like, Passan, you know, is the guy that everyone, he gets all the breaking news with, like,
Jesse's in his sidecar. Like, Passan's got one of those motorcycles that's got the sidecar, and Jesse's in the sidecar.
Jesse's got the funny hat and the goggles on.
Yes, yes.
I think he's more like Robin, you know, like Passan's baseball Batman.
Yeah.
And I think Jesse's more like Robin. You know, he's a Robin-type character, don't you think?
Wonder how Jesse would take to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Jesse's he'd probably be fine with it.
I mean, is it, like, bad to call somebody Robin?
No.
Scottie Pippen was Robin.
Listen, you are a part of a crime-fighting duo that is universally loved and very accomplished.
Yeah, but everyone wants to be Batman.
But not everybody can be Batman. Right?
You're right.
Well, I mean, like, you got to find your spot and be happy with it.
Yeah, Jesse's not Batman yet.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's just, it is what it is, Mallard. Yeah.
Well, I know.
That's not a shot at him.
I know.
Maybe at some point he can learn how to, you know, handle all of the gadgets go along with being Batman.
Maybe one day he can drive the Batmobile.
In all of the Batman movies, there is no Robin, right?
Oh, there was one.
There was?
It was bad, right?
Was the was that the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze one?
Yeah.
Or am I mixing
But then they just got rid of him because he was an ancillary character?
That goes to show you, though. Robin's disposable.
Well, there's no doubt. If you get going fast enough on that highway in that sidecar, and all Passan does is pull like one of those levers, and Jesse just kind of, you know, goes off to the side, and he's on his own then.
He's back at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
While Passan's covering the entire Major League Baseball.
Passan just pulls that lever where the motorcycle portion of it and the sidecar actually part, and Passan keeps rolling at a high rate of speed, and Jesse just comes to a stop.
So Manfred said that the MLB protocols are working despite the setbacks. He wants more vigilance.
Are you okay with what he said? Because yesterday pissed with him.
I have been. Like, Waddle, we used to do the bit where you would be for hire for some of these teams who didn't know how to get out of their own way with press releases.
I'm still available.
Like Rob Manfred could use you.
Yeah.
Like what Rob Manfred should have done in the wake of the Marlins and the Cardinals is get everyone on a Zoom call and say, guys, 90% of you guys, 95% of you guys have been awesome. You are on the front lines for us, playing every single day, traveling. Without you guys, there is no sport. We love you. You guys are doing awesome. Baseball's off to an exciting start. But there are 5% of you who need to be better. You know what I mean?
Like, he's got no tact. That's right. Like, it's when somebody walks in having just come from the salon and you look at that person and go, wow, is that really what, that's the cut you asked for? When you just should have said, hey, I see you got your hair cut. That's very nice. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Not like, wow, really? Did you ask for that or did somebody make a mistake? I mean, he's that guy.
Rob Manfred came out and he said, you guys all suck and get better. And I'm not a quitter. It sure seems like you guys are. Yeah. That's basically what like Adam Silver, and I know you always get, I think you're a little tired of me bringing it up, but like what Adam Silver would do is be like, it seems like him and the players are in it together. And I'm sure they've argued a lot behind the scenes, but at least publicly, Adam Silver puts on this face that it's a players' league and that he listens to players and that they're in this together.
I agree with that. I think Adam Silver gets higher marks for sure than Rob Manfred. I think he's a better commissioner without a doubt. I also realize that what they're doing in the NBA versus what they're doing with Major League Baseball, while I think Silver's a more competent commissioner, he's got an easier task. Yeah. Than what Manfred does. I just didn't want to lose. Listen, I agree with everything you say about Manfred. I just don't want to lose sight of the fact also that he said it in a clumsy and unnecessary fashion, but the essence
but he was
of the
right.
The essence of the most important story is here, get out of the casinos and don't go to the clubs if you want this to come to its fruitful and expected end.
Waddle had a great rant yesterday. Just be pro. Yeah. Be a pro. What's wrong with you guys, you know?
It's really simple in life, isn't it?
And the Cubs and Sox have been pros so far, and it's been great. They've been pros on and off the field, off to hot starts. I want to ask you, though, the question coming up next, 312-332-3776. What do you do with your high-priced closer right now? You tried again yesterday. It didn't work. What do you do with Craig Kimbrell? That's the question. 332-3776. We'll discuss next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, so the Cubs have the best starting rotation in baseball, and they have the worst bullpen in baseball. And part of that is Craig Kimbrell, which I was a fan of. I was a fan of the signing of Craig Kimbrell last year. I thought it was worth a try. You've been chasing this closer position year in and year out. You've traded for closers, and then they would leave after free agency, and you didn't want to sign them then. And then you brought in Brandon Morrow, and Brandon Morrow had a good first half of his first year here, but his arm was falling off after the way the Dodgers used him, and he's never gotten healthy. It's you've tried and you've tried again. So he was out, and then you were in it last year, and then you had to do something. You couldn't just go business as usual with the closer situation, especially with Strope falling off. C-Sheck was getting overused. So you had to do something.
You want Stropey back? I know there's a team in the Central that may be willing to send him back to you if you're interested.
And you know that I believe that Strope is one of the more underrated players in Cubs history with his sub-3 ERA year in and year out. But
that ship sailed.
Yeah, and he's older and he's been overused. And I love the guy. Yeah. Absolutely love the guy. But and like you've said, the bullpen goes up and down. So you had money.
Yeah,
you had a closer who was historically great throughout his career. He had a tough end to his 2018 season with the Red Sox when they won.
And you sent, at the time, a guy that wasn't your manager, but somebody that did play a small role in your organization, in David Ross, to go kind of scout him.
Right. And he had caught him before, I believe, in Atlanta.
There were some concerns, though, right, because of the way he ended his time in Boston.
Right. So like, you had a couple of red flags. You had the way he ended 2018 and no spring training. So you were saying to yourself, what's going to happen here? But all you had to lose was money. You didn't have to give up another Gleyber Torres for another closer. And you said, it's worth, like, it's a lot of money. I get it. But it's worth, I always thought it was worth a try. Jesse, to his credit, Robin, said Right. that he would not sign Kimbrel at the time. I was a big fan. I loved the beard. I loved the dangling arm. I loved the statistics throughout his career. And like I said, what did you have to lose but money? And now you've lost money. And
I
so,
like the fact that you highlighted the beard and the dangling arm before anything he had accomplished. That's sound reasoning. And maybe that's where you went sideways.
No, the accomplishments are there. Like, that's always first. But it was cool. Like, I sent you guys a video of when Kimbrel came out of that bullpen that first time, the standing ovation. What he comes out to Sweet Child of Mine. Isn't that what he comes out to? And someone just did a video compilation of all the home runs he's given up since that time, and multiple home runs. And then we're like, okay, he didn't have a spring training, so let's try again this spring training. Well, then spring training was shut down again. And then he's
I think
off.
He comes out to Gonna Make You Sweat now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that the song they play for him when he comes out?
Yeah, I think he comes out to the sound of the baseball hitting the bat.
Yeah.
And just squaring him up perfectly. And I don't know if he's tipping pitches, if it's the arm angle like people are saying, if it's that he's just done, but you have him. And you don't have a closer, but you can put him in. They tried again yesterday.
Yeah, you can't pitch him in a tough spot anymore.
So what do you do?
I mean, do you put him
on the IL for 10 days? And do you say, look, rest your mind, rest your body, work on your stuff, watch film. We'll work on the side. We'll get him together.
Why can't you pitch him in games where you've got like a 5-run lead?
Well,
mentality,
is that safe?
Bro. No, mentality, bro. Because don't they say when pitchers come in a not safe situation, it messes with their head a little bit?
Oh, well, his head's messed with to begin with.
This is the worst possible season for him to struggle to like this because you have to face three batters.
Yes. Good point, Abdallah.
You can't bring him in and just be like, first pitch, home run. Well, he doesn't have it. Take him out. He's got to face two more guys.
Yes. Yes, and we know no lead is safe. I mean, they've brought him in a 3-run lead and more in the past.
He would not be coming out for me. I'm no baseball manager, but he would not be coming out for me in any type of high-leverage situation. The season is too short. You got too much good stuff going on now. The mojo's too good. Yeah, I get it. The teams that you've beaten to get to 9-2 or 13-29 collectively, but that's step one for having a championship season is taking care of the teams that you're supposed to take care of. When the competition level starts to go up a little bit, you're not throwing at the Royals and the Pirates and even the stinky Reds for that matter, you're going to need someone you can count on, and you can't count on him.
But so if you can't count on him, and the rosters, when are the rosters going down? I think that's Thursday or something. It goes down by a couple guys.
It goes 29 to 28, right? That's all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think by a couple. Is it something like that, like 30 to 28?
Yeah, it's 28, and it was supposed to go down even more, but baseball's decided to just leave it at 28 for the whole season.
Right.
I don't know why they don't just, I don't know why you need to bring it down at all. I mean, have 30 guys.
From 30 to 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've gone down two, and we know that the Cubs can use as many arms in that pen as possible because they're still trying to figure out roles for everybody. I mean, you have Rowan Wick, and then who do you have? I mean, Jeffers has been great, so you have Jeffers, you have Rowan Wick. I don't like Kyle Ryan anymore.
I think you give the ball to Jeffress right now, don't you? I mean,
you do, but I'm saying, like, what with the roster going down by two. Do you keep Kimbrel active, or do you IL him so that way you can still utilize the most?
Can he come back at some point, or is if you IL him?
It's like a 10-day IL.
Yeah, then IL his ass.
I don't know, though.
Keep pitching him, Meller?
I think what they did yesterday, obviously, yeah, a 3-run cushion. You see what he's got. And now maybe it'll even be a situation where it's more out of hand, But I think Ross handled it as well as you possibly can.
He did, but a better team that is more dangerous than the Royals' bats may have ruined you.
Really? Can you get more? He had three batters. He gave up two earned runs. I don't care how good the team is. You can only do so much damage if you only get a chance to face three batters.
I don't think you're going to put him in against less or more dangerous teams, are you?
What are you accomplishing? I think he's shown you that he cannot be your closer in the ninth. I would agree with that. Maybe
right.
If you have a 3-4-5 run lead in the ninth.
No thanks.
Maybe you do trot him out there, and it's going to be, I think, based on, look, he's still hitting the gun at 97.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't seem to be an arm injury.
Yeah. No, you're right about the arm injury, but there are a lot of guys that hit the gun at 97. If the ball doesn't move and you're tipping your pitches,
that's the problem.
You're just pitching batting practice.
He has an issue right now of where his release point is.
The second batter he faced, he struck out, and it was one of the better pitches. I think it was his first strikeout of the year. And I thought, okay, maybe he's found it. And then it was, no, he didn't.
Because the truth is, that's probably one of their, if they can figure him out, you know, and this is where the advanced analytics and all the pitching coaches that you've hired now and all the advanced, you know, drive line people who are now getting jobs across baseball, that's where they're really going to earn their money is hopefully fixing a guy like Craig Kimbrel, who you have more invested in, not just this year, but next year as well. So as long as it's not an arm injury, I think you got to keep working with him on the side. And whenever the opportunity arises, whether it's a 4-run lead or maybe you're trailing by 5 and you give him a chance to go against some live hitters, I think because there's no real minor leagues to go work on things.
Right.
You know, you're not going to send him to South Bend,
To do what? Right.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. If you're the Cubs, what do you do with Kimbrel? Because you're now 9-2.
You lock him in the bullpen.
And you're talking about the postseason. I mean, this thing goes quick. And now you have an extra round to win in the postseason if you want to do any damage. You cannot win at all without a closer. And you're not trading for a closer this year. So what are you doing? What are you doing with Craig Kimbrel? Is there any hope? 312-332-3776. Waddle, I want to quiz you. I've got baseball odds by Fangraphs on the Cubs and Sox making the postseason. I know we're only 10 or 11 in, but I've got some odds.
We're going to start counting our chickens. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, so I want to quiz you on that. And then Chuck Garfine's going to talk some Sox coming up at 3. So a lot to get after with our baseball teams, Baseball City USA, more next. Clock Hour of Waddle and Sylvia is brought to you by my guys at Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with discount code Chicago.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
What do you do with Craig Kimbrel, Cubs fans? 332-3776. We'll take your calls here in a minute.
Tell him that you're flying to Pittsburgh and actually go to St. Louis. Right? Isn't that what you can do?
Oh, I mean...
Listen, my first response was wait till you have a 5-inning or a 5-run lead and then throw him out there.
But that's then...
But... You find yourself in a high leverage situation, and you tell him to go sit down over there. He's not getting the baseball. I mean, you get a 60-game sprint.
Injured list or not. All right, I want to quiz you on this before we get to these calls. Meller, you could play too. I don't know if you've checked it. Abdallah, I know you're screening some calls. What do you believe, according to Fangraphs, is the percent chance the Cubs currently have through 11 games of making the postseason?
75%.
Ooh, I think it's higher.
Remember you have two postseason teams from each division.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm going to guess 90% when you get off this good start here in the new format. 90% for the
Cubs.
Again,
remember, you've faced teams that are collectively 13-29, so you're going to face a little bit
stiffer
competition.
But they've built up a bit of a buffer now because of the good win streak here.
Yeah, you know why they're 13-29? Because the Cubs kicked their ass.
Yeah, that's right, man. Ass-kicking going all over.
I wonder, too, how much the fact they've played 11 games. We don't even know if the Cardinals are going to get to play 11 games when all is said and done.
Oh, boy. Do you have a guess, Abdallah? Is he there?
He is.
85%, Bob.
85%. Meller would win this one. The Cubs, according to Fangraphs right now, 94.2% to make the postseason.
Lock it in.
All right, so White Sox. Really? The White Sox have won six in a row. They currently reside in second place in the division behind the Twins, which would mean a playoff spot for them. What do you believe Fangraphs have the White Sox at to make the postseason?
I'm stick with 75%.
Yeah, obviously they're not as in good a position as the Cubs are. They are atop the wild card standings, though, no matter what right now.
Wild card standings.
Yeah. There's still
no wild card standings.
There are wild card standings.
Yeah, you've got two wild cards still after the second place teams,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes.
Is that really? Oh, so you have two wild cards after the second place?
Yes. That's why I'm saying that's why it's so ridiculously high.
Why do you think I constantly tell you that you get a warm milk and some cookies for participating?
I'm going to say they're 80%.
Abdallah?
1%, Bob.
I believe. What did you say again, Waddle?
75%.
They are at 85.3%.
Let's do this. Baseball City USA is here.
You got to see their schedule coming up too of all the home of all the Chicago games they've got in August.
I hate to do the college football thing, but both teams, they ain't played nobody.
Well, that's why I said to you that the Cubs beat teams that are collectively 13-29, and I'm that's step one towards a championship season.
Y'all ain't played nobody.
I get it, but I just thought that in the numbers game business that you are referencing, I thought that may have dragged it down a little bit.
Look,
you've
got to pile up the wins. That's all you need to do in an expanded playoff here. Pile them up against the teams you're supposed to.
Pile them up.
Win some games against some good teams. You know,
is there any factoring into the equation, the White Sox and the rotation, and Rodon is now out. Who else is out?
Renato Lopez.
Lopez is out.
They're optimistic about both, I think, for now at least.
Yeah.
But listen, it's just great that people are recognizing, the statisticians are recognizing our two baseball teams.
Anthony in Columbia, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how are you guys?
Are you in Fantastic. Columbia, Missouri, or Columbia?
South Carolina.
Columbia, Missouri, so I'm down in Cardinals territory.
Okay. Mm. We won't hold it against you.
Well, hey, I'm a big Cubs fan, so yeah, I'd like to show it off down here.
No, I'm kidding.
Nice try, Waddle.
So I was just calling it about Kimbrel. I know with the three-batter minimum rules now and everything, it gets a little trickier, but basically, I think that they need to bring him in with like two outs and at least get him to like finish an inning. And then that way he gets some confidence back, because if not, I don't think you can hide him. And the bullpen didn't really improve all that much. So they got to do something to get him going. But it's tough watching him just throw all these curveballs, have people sit back on him. And then after that, they wait for the fastball and just rip it out. So they got to try to do something like that.
Like I said, Sylvie, you can't. There is no minor league, so you can't send him anywhere to work on his stuff, right?
No, I mean, and like you would rather, wouldn't you rather have your major league guys working with him? You want Hotovy working with him. So, like, if you're gonna do like in that, to me is like the IL thing. If he's up for it,
why didn't you solve it after? Last season, these are the same problems we saw last year.
Yeah,
these are some of the same problems that existed in his final stretch with Boston. I mean, to sit and think you're finally going to be able to, fix this is, I mean, I guess you have to stay optimistic, but.
Yeah, but he was right. The caller's right. They're letting every curveball go.
Yeah.
And then Bleacher Nation put it, that thing comes in right at the groin, the fastball, and they just square it up, and anybody hits it. Mike in Evanston, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think the season's too short to keep, experimenting with Kimbrel. I think it's time for them to bring up some of these younger guys and, see what they've got, because the season's too short. You can't rely on Kimbrel. I don't think he's got it. And, thanks to David Ross, all that money that they spent on Kimbrel could have been used to re-sign Nicholas Castellanos, who's tearing it up in Cincinnati. It's lucky that the Cubs have good starting pitching, but I don't know that it can hold up. And, I mean, maybe it can because it is a short season. And if it was a longer season, I'd be more concerned about the starting rotation. But the bullpen worries me, and the hitting worries me. I mean, their hitting is not good aside of some clutch hits from Kipnis, and Rizzo's been consistent, but Baez and Bryant, I mean, you know, Hayward every now and then maybe, but their hitting's not good. I'm a little bit concerned, to be honest, going forward here.
It's odd because, I mean, what are they, 9-2? But you're right. I mean, they've gotten good production from the bottom part of their lineup as well. Like, they're 9-2, and their top guns really haven't even exploded yet.
Right, and maybe that's a good – I don't know.
They've hit some home runs, but the overall, like, the batting averages and the
right
on-base percentages are
– the starting pitching is going to come back down to earth. You know that. So what they've been able to do with their defense and starting pitching is they've been able to win games. Maybe the bats will carry them and wake up and carry them when the – pitching, at least they're winning games, and that's what Theo was saying yesterday, is they've been worse than the sum of the parts in past years, and right now they've been better than you thought they would be.
All they had to do was get rid of Joe, right? And all the problems were solved.
Right? Like this guy you would think was Mike Quatty, the way people talk about him. Like, he's some boob who's just been chasing around a managerial job for years and years. The way they talk about Joe these days.
Rossi's hitting all the buttons, pushing all the right buttons.
And I love Rossi, and I want him to succeed. This is not anti-David Ross. This is like this notion out there that they had some boob on the top step of the dugout these last 5 years.
I don't know. The Angels are 4-7. I don't know.
Running them right into the ground.
It's true. All right, well, let's talk some White Sox coming up in 2 minutes with Chuck Garfine.